O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us benefit from our hearing. Sometimes a person can hear, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's benefiting from that hearing. Because if he's listening to music, he's listening to ghibat, he's listening to slander, he's listening to the wrong things, so that hearing is still hearing, but the person is not benefiting from his hearing. So Allahumma matti'ana bi asma'ina, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to benefit from our hearing. Sometimes a person may have all the organs necessary to hear, but he still cannot hear. So this means, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me also to hear, but benefit from what I hear. Wa absarina, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to benefit from my sight. That sight that I got doesn't necessarily mean that I'm benefiting. I could be looking at the wrong things. I could be looking at all the evil things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to benefit and see those things that will be of some benefit to me. Wa quwwatina ma ahyaytana. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strength also you have given me, allow me to benefit from that strength. Often it happens a person has got strength, he's got vigor, but that is taking him towards evil and guna. So Naya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to benefit from the strength. In other words, I must be doing the right things with my energy so that I earn your pleasure. The next thing, وَجْعَلْهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make these things, my literal translation, my ears. What it means, make my eyesight, make my hearing, make my strength, my ears. A person will only be an heir who's alive at the time when the person, his people that are around him that will benefit from him, if they are alive at the time when he dies, then they become the heirs. Because if they predeceased him, then they can't be his heirs. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful dua, that make these things my heirs. In other words, right till I die, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow these things to be working. Allow my eyes to be working right till I die. So literally this eyesight also is like an ear, my ear. These ears also are like my ear. In other words, they are living, they are working right till the day I die. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on further to say, make dua, وَجْعَلْهُ سَأْرَنَا عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَنَا وَجْعَلْ سَأْرَنَا عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَنَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take revenge, you be sufficient for those people that oppress us. In other words, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that department you take care of, we are not going to take revenge. That part about taking revenge, etc., O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you handle that. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى مَنْ عَادَانَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist us against our enemies, those people that have enmity, those are our enemies. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not create any musibah, do not create any calamities as far as our deen is concerned. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make this world our greatest concern. Don't make this world our greatest concern. How often you find that a person's worry is only ending up where this world ends. Beyond that, he's got no concern. What's going to happen in the qabr? What's going to happen on hashar? What's going to happen at the reckoning? What's going to happen at pul sirat? How am I going to enter Jannah? The thought also doesn't cross our minds. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Don't let this world be my biggest concern. Our biggest concern. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And don't let this world be the limit of our knowledge. Ask a person to speak about 10 minutes about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'd find it very hard. But ask the same person to speak half an hour about the Premier League, about this sport, a sporting team, that team, speak about business, speak about politics. That person will be able to speak half an hour, 45 minutes without getting tired. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. Wala mablagha ilmina. Don't let this world be the limit of our knowledge. In other words, let our knowledge even surpass this world, and let our knowledge be about things about akhirat, about jannat, about jahannam, about the deen, about shariat, things that got to do with akhirat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the further part of this dua. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. Do not appoint over us those people that won't have mercy upon us. Do not appoint over us those people that won't have mercy upon us. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Such a beautiful dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If you try and hear it, try and learn it. You find very often those people that generally go for Umrah, etc., you'll find that almost every night, the Imams of the Haram, etc., they make this dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would very seldom when he wake up from a gathering, except he'll make this dua. This will be part of his dua, this dua that we made. It's something that we should try and learn. If you don't know it also by heart, try and read it from the kitabs. You'll find this thing in Munajat, in Maqbool, Hizbul Azam, etc. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Such a comprehensive dua. Dua is not covering a person's physical health, covering his worldly needs, covering him from saving himself from the enemies, at the same time covering himself as far as akhirat is concerned. A very, very comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.